You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
And we have liftoff, and we are here for the final hour of our program. Let's get back to the calls, and I-Man is up next.
Laudy, 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 Miss Claudy. Paul Feinbaum, how are you today?
We're doing great, thank you.
You know, I have to tip my hat to the Crimson Tide. They played a hell of a basketball game last night. I didn't think they could shut Auburn down, but they did. And you got to love the fact that the referees kind of work with them in the Coleman Coliseum framework of things. What do you think about a player? All right, you got a player down on the ground, his hands on the floor, and another player trying to stomp on his hands because he's whipping his ass all night on the backboard. That's yard trash, isn't it?
I must have missed that play. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you missed that point. I mean, as apparently the referees did too, even though they went back and replayed it. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. I mean, you just got to love that criminal activity on the basketball court up there in Tuscaloosaville, you know, where the new coach, Mike DeBoard, is. He's just another Mike in the crowd. Just another Mike in the crowd.
See, it's a game. I didn't see that part.
Oh, okay. Paul, let me ask you something. Now that Harbaugh has gone to Michigan, how many Michigan fans have you got calling in screaming about, he cheated, he quit, he's looking at the kids in the portal? You had one Michigan fan call complaining?
No,
imagine that. You know why? Because they're handling business. It's only the Bama fans that live on the edge of broken eggshells. Are those eggshells really broken? I don't even think they were eggshells. I think they were all cracked when they were hatched. And like I told you, Paul, double yolk. I mean, and I certainly am glad that Jim and Squirrel didn't throw me in that array of conversation. That
seemed to be between them.
Yeah, it did.
Squirrel brought you into it a little bit, but Jim left you out.
Oh, hey, you got to respect squirrels. If a squirrel can grab you and throw you under the bus, by God, you're going under the bus. And I respect him for that. And I respect Jim for that. Because, I mean, that's what it is. It's all about talking trash. And if you can't talk trash, listen, this ain't Oprah, ladies and gentlemen. Don't come in here and talk about how sweet he is. And he gave me a black hat. And Paul, I love your sweater. And isn't it wonderful? It's such a wonderful life. I mean, no, we come in here, we talk smack, and we throw elbows under the basket. And you know what? I don't care if you got a foot out of bounds. We're going to knock your ass out. Unlike the Crimson Tide, intentionally trying to step on future professional prospect's hands and injure him in a game, because that's the edge they need. They just can't go out and play basketball. It's Hood Ratville. That's what it is, Hood Ratville. It was Hood Ratville last year. It's Hood Ratville this year. And now they're in the portal, too. Imagine that. Ward and Michael, Paul, have a good day.
Todd is up next. Hello, Todd.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Paul. Hey, it ain't now Alabama fan that I don't know that can't go Dollar G whoop ass on I-Man. He's the biggest damn crybaby. But anyway, Saban could have whooped his ass one-on-one any day of his life. But, Paul, have y'all heard from Larry?
We have not.
I'm a little worried, Paul. I texted him earlier today, so I guess I might call the hospital over there, but I don't know that they'll let me or tell me if he's in or not. But after last night's Auburn tail beating, I figured he might would call in, but I ain't heard nothing out of him, so I'm a little worried. So y'all keep him in your prayers, Paul. Roll down tight, buddy.
We will do that. Thank you very, very much. Stacy wants to offer some advice to I-Man. What you got, Stacy?
Is Iron Man still on ball?
He's gone back to get under his bed and get in the fetal position.
I just wanted to give him some advice. I was hoping to get on the call with him. But, Iron Man, this is my advice to you. Pick a new team and pick a new university, and you're a little longer, Iron Man, because Alabama is going to drive you to death. That's all I got to say to Iron Man, Paul. Roll Tide, roll.
That was so meaningful. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. CJ is up next.
Paul. Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Man, LSU is on fire. I've heard you mention it a couple of times, but man, we got in the upcoming class, we got the number one player in the country from Michigan. He's a quarterback, Bryce Underwood. We got the number one receiver in the country. We got the number one running back in the country. And all those Bama fans that are wanting us to hit harder, we've got a revamped, totally 100% new defensive coaching staff. LSU's on fire in a good way. In a good way, Paul, not like Bama.
Oh, no doubt.
Look, I got a little bit of – I was going to go a little Weird Al on you. Maybe this will get Larry to call back. It's called Burn Bama Burn. It's Tuscaloosa was on fire, and so was Bama the night he left her. Left her there to bear her pain alone, and soon to be alone. Burn, Bama, burn. That's guitar, Paul. He was the GOAT. And they were the disillusioned fans of a love affair.
Anybody want to hear more of this?
They couldn't.
I don't. Thank you for the call. Mark is up next. Hello, Mark. How are you? Hey, Mark.
Hello. Can you
hear me? What's going on? How are you?
Really good, Paul. I've been wanting to talk to you so long. It's first-time caller here.
Well, that is fantastic.
I'm an old tree faller. My brother, he just loves Alabama, and I root for him when I'm not rooting for Nebraska. And my call was about Dylan Raiola. He came from Georgia back to Nebraska. I've been a Nebraska fan for all my life. But I fell trees back in Georgia. And I just wanted, do you think that Dylan Raiola and Matt Rule, I would just like to be able to go to a bowl game. I know we ain't going to be Alabama, but by golly, I wanted to see what you thought about that. And, hell, I wanted to talk to you when Mount St. Helens blew. I was falling trees back then. I wanted to talk to you.
That was a long time ago. I think Raiola is a really good player, and it was a loss for Georgia. But I think Matt Rule is going to get some things done. I've always respected him as a coach. He made a mistake going to the NFL because he went to the worst franchise. But I think he will be successful in Nebraska. Thank you very much. Miss Pat is up next.
Paul. I just want to say I think Jim makes the show better, and for Squirrel to call and call him a leg humper, then what in the world is Squirrel? Squirrel called himself a one-trick pony, and so he said it himself, and he talked about somebody giving shout-outs. I gave a few on Tuesday. I'm sure he wasn't talking about me because I guess I live rent-free in his head. Anyway, that's all I had to say. Thanks, Paul. Bye.
Thank you. A couple of people do not like Squirrel very much. I think I am coming to that conclusion. Dane is in Nashville. Hey, Dane.
What's going on, Paul?
We're doing great.
Young lady, your reporter, she kind of covered what I was going to talk to you about mostly, so I'm not going to go back over that. But instead of Jim from Tuscaloosa conducting a car camp, I think he'd be better conducting a meeting of the John Birch Society. What do you think?
That's
that?
A society I have not heard in a long time. Wow.
Yeah. He sounds like a member of the John Birch Society to me. Or maybe he needs to have a big tent revival somewhere.
Well, let me know. I'm always interested in a good time.
Play around. Yeah. All right, brother. That's
thank
all
you, Jane. Good thank stuff. You. Thank you. John Birch Society. Well, you heard that lately? That's a long time ago. Yeah, I got to get my Barry Goldwater sticker off the back of my car. Big Daddy is up next. Big Daddy, you there?
Big Daddy. Yes, sir. Mr. Paul, how are you, sir?
We are doing great.
I had to mute my TV, so I couldn't.
That's fine. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I'm paying attention to your director, personnel director, Luke. But anyway, I only have one thing really, but now I got two because I want to thank Iron Man's physician. Okay, I want to send out a shout out to him for putting him back on his Prozac and his Xanax because obviously it's working according to the night. Then I want to ask you a question: who do you think John St. Louis or Elliot from Idiotville, Ohio? Which one is the most under your skin?
It's Elliot because he speaks things that are just simply not true. John I like because he may be out there, but he's passionate. He's authentic, even if you completely and totally disagree with him.
Well, that's a good
question. Elliot is just a complete fraud. He's a Big Ten poser.
Well, he's not going to have anything to whine about now because I know all the Michigan fans have stuck it between their legs and run for the hills. Have a great night. Love your show. Watch it. Call it. Be there.
Thank you very much, Big Daddy. I appreciate it. And the thing that got me when he tried to say that his Ohio State didn't care about the game, they were playing Missouri. They should have won the game. And they looked like dog food. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Lee is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Lee.
Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good. You know, your best two calls I love is Legend and Larry. Love them to death.
They are good.
I just love. I listen to your show, just listen to them a lot of times. But, you know, Iron Man, to me, he's the most jealous, idiot person I have ever listened to in my life. It'd be hard for me not to slap the taste out of his.
Yeah, I think if we had like a caller party, Iron Man would not be standing at the end of it. Between who's the guy they just called Todd, yeah. who's looking for anybody to beat down. He's just looking. Getting into a brawl just for entertainment, and you and. Squirrel, yeah, Iron Man would not. Iron Man's a big guy, but he's not going to be able to withstand as many people that want his head.
Well, he wouldn't get to you because he'd have to go through me first. Let's put it that way. And he wouldn't get to you. I promise you, I'd tear his head off.
Yeah, no, I would probably break it up as soon as I was able to walk over there after having a sandwich and a drink.
Well, I tell you what, I love your show. I listen to you every day, and I've always been an Alabama fan. I've always, since Bear Bryant was there, and of course Nick Saban. But I live in South Carolina, so I'm a Gamecock, and maybe we'll pull through and do better down the road. But thank you, Paul.
Hey, thank you very much, Lee. Really good to hear from you. You be well. You take care of yourself, and we're coming back. We still have about 45 minutes to go on a Thursday.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything.
Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Denied.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back, and the earlier mentioned AJ is up next.
Hey, Paul, hold my freaking coffee for a minute. I got something I need to tell you about somebody up there in Missouri. So a drunk's going to call in here and tell, falsely accuse me of being a pothead like Trash Bash. I'm going to tell you something, John. You just like Jim. You can't even quit good. That's why you're an alcoholic, and you clearly calling up here boo-hooing like you do and this, that, and the other, carrying on with your drunk ass. I mean, you make Larry look like a choir boy. But I'm going to tell you this. John from Missouri, you quit worse than Jim does. I mean, Paul, last week, both of them quit. This week, they both back on. I mean, can we just get the psychiatric care? Can your wife not change and get out of heart surgery and get into head surgery? And we'll get
I'm sure you could just bounce around from one OR to the next. It wouldn't matter.
He's going to sit there and say that I'm arrogant and all this, that, and the other when he calls up here and he tries to match wits with you, which you're a very intelligent man. And he's a dumbass. He don't even know who the president's name is. I mean, he don't know a damn thing. His team sucks. He's just like Jim. The only difference between him is his name spelt different. He farts dust. He's so damn old. And quite frankly, it's not pot, John. It's my coffee that I'm sniffing. War damn eagle.
Wow, that was a pretty good call. AJ does a good imitation. Yeah, I'm impressed. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum, and hey, love is in the air today. Can't you just feel it?
I can feel it.
I mean, it's definitely ain't the love boat today.
No.
I mean, I got up way early this morning, laid down, took a nap, woke up just a little bit ago, cut on the TV, seen where Jim and Squirrel's having it out. And, man, I didn't know if it was Paul Feinbaum's show or WrestleMania. I mean, it's just been every call after call. It's just been somebody going after each other. So I'm on Team Squirrel. I mean, I'm on whatever. If it's against Jim, I'm on whoever's against Jim. That's just like I'm for whoever's playing Auburn. And speaking of Auburn, Paul, I don't reckon they could beat Alabama at any sport. I mean, it don't matter if it's football, basketball, pitching quarters, whatever. I mean, they may be better at feeding chickens, but in any sport, they're just not nothing like Alabama. They're not, Paul.
No.
But, hey, I'm sorry I didn't get in yesterday, man. I had a long day, man. I was driving all day long, man. I had to go all the way up to Kentucky and got back in and finally and had to drive in the rain. And, man, it was just a long day, and I was exhausted. So that's the reason I've been doing a lot of sleeping today. But anyway, Paul, just wanted to chime in that, hey, everybody just take a chill pill, man. Just, you know, start feeling the love of each other, man. And then in football season. So everybody, you know, take your shot of bourbon and just chill out. But anyway, you have a good one, Paul. Talk to you later, my brother.
Hey, thank you very, very much. Let's go to Cole next in Michigan. Hello, Cole.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We are doing well.
I just wanted to get on here and talk about how all these SEC-loving rednecks are talking about how Michigan needs to hide their tail between their legs and run for the hills, and Alabama should be the one doing that. They're the ones with the coach leaving and all the players heading out of the portal. I know Harbaugh left, but we got Sharon Moore coming right in behind them, and ain't nothing going to change. We're going to still play smash-mouth football, and we're going to run over the SEC. And I tell you what, the double standard that you're setting for Alabama is just insane, because in the beginning of the year, you talked about Alabama's the best team in college football and you need to put them in the playoff. And then just about an hour ago, you were saying that Michigan beat an inferior Alabama team. So which one is it, Paul? Are they good or are they bad? And
I don't know, Paul. I guess I'm just one of those, what did you call them, double-wide rednecks?
SEC-loving redneck.
I am an SEC-loving redneck, Cole, and I'm happy for you. You guys had a big moment in the sun, and you should revel in it. You won the first legitimate national championship, what, since the 30s?
97.
Well, that was a half national championship.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Call it what it is.
I said the first complete national championship. Do you have any idea how many times Alabama has won a national championship since the 30s when you last won a complete national championship? 18, 19, maybe, something like that? That redneck school that you don't like? Thanks for the call. Dominic is up next.
Hey, Paul, I just wanted to let you and everyone know, I use my own words and come prepared every day for your show and study hall.
Oh, so you don't have a speechwriter, Dominic?
No, my speechwriter is myself, Paul. And how about this? I have a good idea. I'm going to be at Greystone Country Club in May, and maybe when you are live, I could get a headset and we can talk and prove Squirrel wrong.
I'll probably be there, Dominic. So you want? Will you be there for the pro-am?
Yes, I will, and maybe we could get on live. And
well, we will be there. We'll be there all day. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the lineup yet, but we'll see you there. Thank you very much. Apparently, John would like to respond.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, John.
Real quick here. Hang on just a minute. Paul, I was going to ask you if we could maybe get AJ back on the phone. We can talk about Mr. Nixon and just let's clear the air here, Paul. He called me a couple of nasty comments, and I just wanted to get his input on what his issue is with me, okay?
Yeah, I don't know, John, because I'm checking to see if he's calling or not, but I don't think he is. But oh, hold on, he is calling. So
calling,
I tell you what,
Drew,
why don't we do this? Let's take John. Can you, John? Can you hold? You want to? Okay, we'll get him on now.
Okay, I'm
John is
on
now on. Let me know when AJ's ready.
Hello, Mr. Nixon.
Okay,
Hello,
you guys Mr. are on Nixon. Together, John and AJ.
Let's talk it out, John.
Okay, AJ, let's talk about Mr. Nixon. His name was Richard E. Nixon. Anyway, let's cut to the chaser. You don't know anything about Auburn football. You call up
oh,
here.
Oh, is that right, John? Well, let me tell you what I do know. I know you're a dumbass caller, and your call
okay.
sucks. Your coffee sucks until you put your bourbon in your coffee because your team, Missouri, finally climbs out from under a rock, and then all of a sudden you want to call me out when you suck. So go ahead and call again there, John.
Well, that's okay,
John.
AJ. I'm glad you feel that way, AJ. And by the way, who is your basketball coach there down at Auburn?
It's Bruce Diamond, because he's beyond the pearl, John. I'm going to tell you something.
Oh,
I wasn't
you
even
know
alive
what he
when
you
Still
know what he is? He's a criminal.
Is he a
he's
criminal,
just like
John?
Bill Self. He's just
he's
like
–
Hey,
like
no, John, hold on a second. Bruce Pearl is not a criminal. He's an outstanding basketball coach.
Oh, he's outstanding, but it's dirty money, AJ, and you know it. How did he get ahead up at Tennessee?
It's a dirty mind that you have. You have a dirty mindset. You have a dirty attitude. You have a Missouri outlook on everything because you've been losing so long, it's not even funny, John. You've been losing longer than Abraham Lincoln was alive.
Why don't you get a haircut, first of all?
Because your wife likes it, and you're mad because she lives here.
I don't, AJ, let me tell you something real quick there, young man. You had no respect for
I'm not really
people.
Young. I'm old enough to slap the shit out of you.
Well, that's not very nice to say, young man.
Okay,
and
John,
let me just tell you right now.
Okay, we had to, John, we lost AJ because he could not hold his tongue.
Okay, I know. He's not talking. Hey, Paul, I appreciate the camaraderie of the show, but I don't like somebody talking to me like that. And like
I don't either. John, I am on your side here.
I think AJ needs to grow up. And AJ, I'll just end it like this, Paul, because I know we're getting short on time. You have other callers. AJ, wake up and smell the coffee.
Thank you, John. That was inspirational. We just heard from the WWE. They want those two for the first match of WrestleMania in a couple of weeks. We will be right back after this important message.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.